saddened to hear that I thought he was a great ambassador from the United States to Canada. He certainly was controversial, and there were some people who did not like some of the things that he said when he was here. But former U.S. Ambassador Paul Cellucci has been diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease. Is this a disease for which there is no cure?
That's exactly right. This ALS or amyotrophic lateral sclerosis is a disease that destroys the nerves in the body that control muscles. So it is a gradual decline of muscle function. You lose the ability to walk. You lose the ability to swallow. Ultimately, you lose the ability to breathe, and it's a slow progressing disease. It's a horrible, horrible disease to have. Affects about 15 to 27 people per million, so relatively rare, but nevertheless extremely difficult to manage and treat because of the slow decline and deterioration. There really is only one medication to date that has shown some effect on increased survival after a year. It's called riluzole, and it's used for people who have had a diagnosis of ALS of less than 5 years. The problem with ALS is that the average survival time once you have the diagnosis is about 3 to 5 years after diagnosis. And it is ultimately a disease that renders, it robs you of your independence, it robs you of your ability to just function with just the normal body functions that we have day to day. Have to be gradually taken over by palliative care management teams and such, and it is just it literally a horrible way to die.
And the brain, the mind remains totally intact. I'm thinking, you know, of Constable Brian Dick, who went very quickly after his diagnosis, but he remained so resolute, so courageous, fought so hard for, and as a former veteran, and I understand there's a very high incidence among veterans of ALS, perhaps because of environmental exposures, but he fought so hard to have the government extend disability benefits, and,
right.
and they ended up doing so after his death, but his mind remained sharp as a tack.
That's right. Your mind does stay intact because it affects the motor function. There is one aspect, though, of brain function that is affected. It is called pseudobulbar affect, and what that means is that there are areas of the brain that control emotion, and for people with ALS, they will sometimes have outbursts of laughter or crying or both at the same time because of damage done to some of these cortical structures of the brain that does happen. But overall, rational thought remains intact, and they're completely aware of what is happening. What's interesting with regards to the treatment of this disease is that through every stage of the disease, the person can decide on how far how far they want to go with the treatment, whether they eventually want to be on a respirator or whether they say, you know what, this is where it stops. So there is that aspect of the disease where the patient decides how far they want to go in terms of ancillary and compensatory management as their body functions decline.
Okay.